This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. Hey, shout out to all our Facebook group members. We love you guys. It's been fun.
Thanks, guys.
Savvy Savings, Amanda. This is your baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, today's topic is exercise. So I know it's January. Lots of people have decided that they're going to do the new year, new me, and lose some weight. And that's totally cool. Sometimes these gym memberships and new programs that you see all these infomercials for can be pretty pricey. So how do you meet your exercise goals without breaking the bank?
Peloton.
Yeah, the Peloton is one that comes to mind.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. So I actually don't spend any money on exercise, and I exercise at least 3 to 5 times a week. How do I do it, right?
How do you do it, Amanda?
I run. So I'm running Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I just run around my neighborhood. I mean, obviously, there's the cost of shoes once a year whenever I put 1,000 miles on my shoes.
Of course.
But otherwise, it's cost-free. So I just run in my neighborhood. I listen to my favorite music, and I track all of my runs on a free app. Of course, there's an app.
Of course there is.
Yeah. So I use Runkeeper, and I've been using it since like 2010, and I just love it. I think they rebranded, but it's still called Runkeeper. So okay, I think it's great.
Can I ask you a question about Runkeeper then? I'm not familiar with it, but just uses your phone on you, or how does that work?
So it tracks you on a map by your phone's GPS.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So you have to have either your phone with you. I guess it probably also works with the smartwatches that are GPS and enabled, but I don't pay for a subscription to a smartphone watch.
Cool. So no other accessories required, just your phone.
No. Perfect. Just your phone. Yeah, awesome. It just tracks you on your phone. And then, I mean, of course, you can either plug in regular headphones or your Bluetooth headphones, but just your phone. Yep. And then it has all sorts of different workouts already pre-programmed in there. So you can either do like a interval runs or a straight run. There's some challenges that they push out every now and then, and that's kind of interesting. If you pay for a subscription to it, which I'm currently not, when I was training for half marathons, I did, because I was running so much, I wanted someone to be able to track my route in case, for safety reasons.
Marathons? That sounds like work.
I used to run a lot of those, but you can pay for a subscription, and then you can you can share a link, and someone else can track you while you're running and see where you're at.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it keeps track of your history of running. So, like every day, I get back, and it'll tell me this is your 31st fastest 2 to 3 mile run, and it gives me some motivation there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's great. So you could walk, run, or hike outside. When we lived in Colorado, there were lots of great hiking trails around. And wonderful is an overstatement, but there was this very challenging stairs built into a mountain, which was extremely challenging. So there's all sorts of options outside. And here in Tampa, they've got this lovely sidewalk on Bayshore, which is right on the bay. And there are like these little body weight type exercise stations along the way. So you could just stop and do some dips on a pole or something like that. If you do have to stay indoors, you can get some extra steps by taking the stairs or parking far away from your office building. And you can track your progress either with a smartwatch or Fitbits are very popular, or even just an inexpensive pedometer. So you can get those for like $10.
Oh, okay.
And if you're stuck indoors and you work from home like me, you can exercise at home. There's also apps for that. You could also do, there's YouTube videos or Netflix workout videos. So if you already have a subscription to Netflix, or if you, there's free YouTube videos, you can just do a search and find some free ones there. Or if you have already a video collection collecting dust, now might be the time to pull it out of the shelf and put it to work.
You mean my 20-minute workout videos from the 80s? So these girls in those skin tights?
Oh, yeah.
And the bad the 80s warmers. Music? Oh, yeah. That was it. The leg warmers, yeah.
Yeah.
80s are making a comeback this year because of Wonder Woman and all that. So
that's right. That's right. Anyway. You can get some cheap home equipment on like used on Facebook Marketplace or some of the other apps that we've talked about in prior episodes. You know, you can get like resistance bands or dumbbells, a stability ball, jump rope. They're all very inexpensive. Like, for example, today I was doing a workout video with my dumbbells at home and my husband was outside with his jump rope and he was doing like burpees and mountain climbers and jump rope and
burpees.
Yeah, while we're grilling, these are the things we do.
What's a burpee? Yeah.
So a burpee is, and you can Google it, but if I were to describe it, it's like you start standing up, jump down, and then you do like a push up, and then you jump back up and try and have your hands touch the sky. It's very hard.
It looks so military.
And, yeah, I hate burpees. I think most people hate burpees. Actually,
okay.
Or if you don't have, you know, you don't want to spend any money, you could use like milk jugs refilled with water as weights. Mm-hmm. You could use your stairs if you have stairs. I'm in a one level ranch, so we don't have stairs, but you could do dips on your chairs. Everyone has a chair. There's lots, like I mentioned, lots of effective body weight workouts out there. Yep. So squats, jumping jacks, push-ups, burpees, lunges, dips. They're all very effective.
Yep. A lot of those you can do in your hotel room, too, as well, for travelers.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of hotel rooms are actually now putting workout videos on their TVs, too.
Yeah. Or you can have a Peloton at, like, I think it's the Westin Hotels. Mm-hmm. You can have them brought to your room. But they definitely have them in their workout rooms at Westin's. So.
Yeah, and I know some of the hotels now, like for work, I wouldn't pay for the W, but work put me up in a W hotel, and they will also loan out like sneakers and workout clothes if you forget to bring them with you too. So.
Oh man,
I didn't try that because I don't know, that seems weird to me. But
it's like getting someone's bowling shoes at the alley.
Yeah, I don't really understand what they're doing with that, but
it's like pretty cool though. I'm sure it's all on the up and up. It's just
I'm sure if it's the W, I'm sure it's very up and up. But so that's an option. If you forget something, you can look into it, see if your hotel does that.
Awesome.
You could also attend some free local workouts. So check out your community events. Facebook events always has all sorts of local events on them, and sometimes there's like community yoga, like we do. Sometimes there's like a yoga by the bay here in Tampa, or when I was in Green Bay, there was a free yoga in the park day, and we did it with one of the Packer players. That was pretty cool, and it's at no cost, so you can find all sorts of different things. I think there was like a hip-hop yoga here in Tampa that one of my friends went to, and that was free, so there's all sorts of things out there.
Yep.
Or you could look on Groupon for inexpensive first-time discounts. So I've tried that in the past, and you don't always have to sign up for the gym. You could just like get a really cheap introductory, here's three classes for $20, and you go check it out and do that with a different one. Mm-hmm. And if you are a gym rat and you really love going to the gym, you can always look for an inexpensive local option. So, you know, of course, there's these national brands that will charge you, you know, $35, $40, $50 a month. I would encourage you to try an alternative first to see how committed you are, because a lot of those large gyms have annual contracts that you have to keep paying whether you continue to go or not, or they're like on auto pay and then you don't go and you just keep paying, and before you know it, you've paid them $600 for the year.
Yeah.
So like here in our neighborhood, my husband goes to the gym down the street and it is $10 a month, and that's it.
Is no, that Planet no Fitness?
No, it's just a local one. So it's like UFIT or something like that. I don't know if that's a chain or anything. When I was in Green Bay, we had a local gym that they had a monthly package, but we went in there and said, hey, we're actually moving soon. Do you have something you could work out with us for a shorter period of time? And they were more than willing to do that. Just do a flat rate for 3 weeks, for example. So, you know, small businesses are a great place to look because, you know, they're trying to compete with these large chains. And, you know, when you can, I always like to try and support local businesses instead. And you'd be surprised. They're willing to work with you on pricing where these big guys just can't.
Yeah.
So how about you? Any suggestions, Craig? What do you do for your workouts?
You would not believe it if I told you. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Several years ago, around the time that my father passed away, actually it was right before that, I was involved in a T-bone auto accident.
Yeah, I remember.
I currently have a herniated disc between C1 and C2, which is way up in mm-hmm. your spinal column, yep. and also my lumbar. So the pain for that, that could be a whole nother episode talking about the pain. It was like 10 out of 10. It was the worst thing I ever, they wanted to give me opioids and I just avoided it. Anyway, what I discovered was using virtual reality helped with that tremendously. Now I've gotten to the point where I actually have weights that I put around my wrists because you have the virtual reality controllers.
Yeah.
So I add, I think they're 5-pound wrist weights, Velcro. So I use those. And then the game that I play now is like the best game out there for VR. And people have lost like hundreds of pounds, literally hundreds of pounds.
Really?
There was one guy that said he lost 190 pounds. It's called Beat Saber. I know you've seen the commercials on TV.
Yeah.
You're using like lightsabers, like from Star Wars.
Like the Oculus Quest or something?
Yeah. So if you watch those Oculus Quest commercials, they have a red square and blue squares coming at you and these lightsabers and they're cutting it based on the music. So that, I'm telling you, will kick your butt.
Yeah. I had a dance pad like 10 years ago. And I was doing the Dance Revolution.
So this is basically that using lightsabers is what it is. Now, they just changed the game several weeks ago. Now, it's not just coming in front of you. It's 360. So there's stuff coming from your left, back, front. So you got to twist around and stuff. But you have to duck. You have to do that. And if you add the weights to it, I'm telling you, look on YouTube. There's a lot of people that post their workout videos doing it.
So obviously this is not a no cost option, but
no, you have to buy
the investment. Yeah.
But the Oculus Quest, a lot of people are taking it with them for business travel and they're doing it in their hotel rooms. Costs like $399. Yeah. The battery will last 2 to 4 hours. But by that point, you're just... Anyway, so that's what I've been using. I love ellipticals.
Yeah, I had one of those. But when we moved here to our house in Tampa, there just wasn't room for it. So now I have to run outside in the beautiful sunny sunshine.
Between the two, I take no meds. I'm healthy. I feel young. I feel like I'm in my 20s. And I'm not a gym rat or anything like that. But, you know, it's enough that... keeps me healthy. Anyway.
All right. Well, that's all we've got today.
Sounds awesome.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.